Hey, welcome to another episode of Murray County Arts. This is Mike Mitchell, Arts Director of Mount Pleasant Schools here in historically rural Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. And this is a podcast about all the cool things happening in Murray County, loosely connected to arts, creativity. And I'm here with Meredith Elmore at What a Load of Scrap. Meredith, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Mike.
So I just popped into the Columbia Arts Building, right? That's where you're located.
Yes,
tell me a little bit about your shop.
It's an art supply thrift store. We're a nonprofit, and my main mission is to keep art supplies out of the landfills and get them into the hands of families, educators, and artists in our community at low to no cost.
So if I'm an artist, an arts educator, a Murray County teacher who wants to do a cool project in my classroom, I could come here. I'm looking at the shop, and it's really colorful, and there's paint, and there's fabrics, and there's beads, and there's baskets, and there's just all sorts of stuff. But I'm like, I don't have a budget, so I don't come, right? Because I don't have enough money, or what's the option?
So our pricing is not like a normal store. I pay what you can. So you take what you need, pay what you can. If you can't pay anything right now, I understand that later you may be able to pay it forward.
If you had a bunch of really cool tiles that you're not going to use,
exactly.
You could maybe bring those in,
right.
Almost think about it from a barter standpoint.
Exactly. I'm totally open to that as well. And in fact, sometimes people will bring a large donation of stuff they can't use in, and I'll say, if you need anything today, just go ahead and get yourself a bag of art supplies.
So where does that kind of philanthropic idea come from with you? Are you a creative yourself? Do you make art and you see that need of... Like Nashville has Turnip Green Creative Reuse. It also has at least one other reuse store as well. Did you just see that need in your own community?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I first heard about Creative Reuse Centers through Turnip Green, and then there's the Smart Art Supplies by the airport. And so those were my two sources of inspiration. I've actually met the owners of Smart Art Supplies, and they were really kind, and they came here and you know, helped me out a little bit. I think that art is super important. It's always been important to me in my life. It's been very therapeutic to me in my life. It's always been there for me. But money has not always been in such quick supply
right.
to me. So I don't think that anybody should have their creativity stifled because of their budget.
And also, though, both of those places are lovely, and we're so excited that they're part of our kind of larger ecosystem, it is a haul to get up there.
It is.
And so I love that you're bringing that right here into Murray County, a place where more and more creatives are moving into. Yep. Also, through the pandemic, more and more people kind of went back to the ideas of crafting and doing those kinds of things. And so seems like providing a real service. What has the response been in the community as far as people coming in?
Oh man, I've been super encouraged by everybody's, you know, support. Everybody's super excited about it. A lot of people had never heard of a concept like this. And when I first went to Turnip Green, like, I was so excited.
Right.
I just spent hours and hours in there, and I could do that every week, now I do.
Right.
And so, but a lot of people, you know, had no clue that this was such a thing and have just been super excited by it. And I have a lot of return customers and a lot of return donors now who just really support the mission. So that's been very encouraging to me that people can get behind the why of this.
So if I have a bunch of stuff, I'm sure you don't take everything, right?
Yeah.
And you're a one-person show as far as like doing this thing.
Yeah.
What's the best way that someone can keep stuff out of the landfill, utilize you? Do you have kind of a list of things that you do and don't accept that's just a real kind of quick general guide?
Yeah, I do. I have a list here in the shop, and I'm working on a website. You can also message me through Instagram and Facebook. And I'll let you know what I'll take. If there's something that's like not on my list that you think could be used for art, you know, you can hit me up and I'll, you know, tell you yay or nay. Anything that I get that I don't think that I don't have room for, or that like doesn't fit my shop, I don't throw it away if I can help it. I have a list of people, of artists who I contact if it's something that they might be able to use. I have one person who uses styrofoam in his art, so every time I get styrofoam, I don't have a lot of space for it, so I just contact him and say, hey, I have more styrofoam for you.
Wow, so you're building a network
yes.
of, mm-hmm. hey, if I can't do it for the shop, doesn't mean it's not useful to me.
Right.
We're going to then think about, oh, I'm going to create this list.
Right.
These are the folks. And so don't, even if you see on, I think I hear you saying, even if we see on like the What a Load of Scrap Instagram page or the flyer, well, I have this stuff, still reach out to Meredith.
Yes.
Please because
do.
She might be able to connect you to somebody that's
yeah.
like, well, they use a bunch of old metal that
yeah.
I would not put in my shop necessarily just because I don't have
right.
the space.
Yeah.
And so that's really interesting that you're acting as this kind of agent outside of the space, inside of this larger creative
yeah.
community. Have you made more contacts through
oh, yeah.
doing that?
Yes. yeah.
And have you... always been interested in nonprofit? Did you create this nonprofit out of kind of necessity? Like, what was that like in kind of getting your nonprofit status?
I didn't really set out to do nonprofit. I just figured, I always had a problem making money on my art. I don't mm-hmm. know why. It's part of my soul to make art, and it feels dirty sometimes to make money mm-hmm. on my art. And I know that money is important, but like I also don't want money to hold people back from
right.
making art.
Yeah.
And I think it does. And so, going after a nonprofit was more just like my personal. Mm-hmm. mission in life. It just fit more as a not, you know.
It sounds like it was almost like your workaround to like, okay, I'm going to have to deal with this, but
yeah.
the best way for me to interface with mm-hmm. this kind of, you know, our capitalist system that we all have to work inside of is, oh, this workaround of a nonprofit where
yes.
I can accept donations, mm-hmm. but then I can also can position myself to allow those artists to come in that are having the same struggle that
yeah.
you have, right? Like as a fellow artist, that's always been the more difficult part for me as I make this thing that's full of my own emotion, it's full of my own love, kind of struggles and all these things. And then after the end of that, I have to then put a price on it
right.
that's like, well, Cokes cost this and milk costs this
right.
and sugar costs this and this costs this and then cars cost this, houses. And it's like,
yeah.
oh, that does feel very strange to then position it because it feels so outside of those.
Yeah.
But it seems like your workaround has been like, oh, well, I'm just going to create this space that just helps other people. It doesn't necessarily fix your
right.
own particular thing, except it does probably in
yeah.
a much longer way. You're going to learn a lot more about business. It's like almost you force yourself to be like, oh, I don't really like business. I know what. I'll do this really hard thing, which is create a nonprofit and
yeah.
have to think about lots of business kinds of things, but through a way in which you are more comfortable with
right.
it. And I think that's
yeah.
actually a very smart workaround because
yeah.
you really, it would have been easier to say, well, I'll just get better at the business part. But
yeah.
instead, you still were like, no, I need to figure out a way in which I can kind of like still, and you mentioned
yeah.
that, like your soul, you mentioned
yeah.
that like kind of personal. I think a lot of us have to figure out ways in which we can feel, you know, as connected as we can to the spirit of what we're trying to achieve and the things we're trying to say and the way in which we're trying to project our voice into this kind of like large conversation
right.
without feeling... that we in some way, shape, or form compromised.
Mm-hmm.
Or we can, you know, if we can kind of, I always tell people, let's start with the truth and we'll compromise our way back to what
right.
the facts will be,
yeah.
you know, and
yeah.
and so kind of figuring out those things. Well, I think it's really fantastic. Have you already had or are you thinking about exhibitions where people used the reuse materials?
I'd love to do some shows. And there's a couple of booths in this space, because in addition to my shop on the lower level, we have over 20 artisans who, it's all handmade items down here from people in our community. And so at least one booth here makes things directly from my shop.
Oh, great.
And so she, all of her stuff is repurposed items. I would like to see more of that. I just think that we're going to be getting into, you know, our environment is really needing our help right now.
Mm-hmm.
Our earth is needing our love. And we need to start focusing more on doing what we can with what we have rather than, you know, making more things and acquiring more stuff, including wealth. We need to, you know, just work with what we have.
Right.
I would like to see more artists doing that, and I'd love to have eventually like a whole gallery show. That would be awesome.
Right.
of all repurposed goods. That would be great.
Well, I think it's really cool. I appreciate what you're up to, and thanks for spending a little time this morning chatting with me.
Yeah, thank you.